Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Qualitative Interviewing, The Art of Hearing Data by Herbert J. Rubin and Irene S. Rubin is a methodological guide for conducting, interpreting, and presenting in-depth qualitative interviews. Written for students, researchers, and practitioners in the social sciences, the book explains interviewing as both a research technique and an interpretive craft. Its central concern is not merely how to ask questions, but how to hear data through attentive listening, flexible follow-up, and careful analysis of meaning and context. The authors are experienced scholars whose work has used qualitative interviews in areas such as community development, public administration, budgeting politics, and citizen participation. Their approach is known for responsive interviewing, a model that encourages researchers to prepare carefully while remaining open to what participants reveal. The book covers research design, interviewee selection, question development, ethical practice, credibility, data synthesis, and writing, making it a comprehensive introduction to qualitative interviewing as a full research process. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, responsive interviewing as disciplined flexibility. A central contribution of the book is its model of responsive interviewing. Rubin and Rubin reject the idea that qualitative interviewing should be either a rigid questionnaire or an unstructured conversation without direction. Instead, they present interviewing as disciplined flexibility. The researcher begins with a research problem, broad topical interests, and prepared questions, but remains alert to unexpected meanings, examples, contradictions, and emotional emphasis in what the interviewee says. This allows the interviewer to revise the path of inquiry during the interview without losing sight of the research purpose. The phrase often associated with the book, "keeping on target while hanging loose," captures this balance. The logic is methodological as well as interpersonal. If interviewers only follow a script, they may miss the concepts and experiences that matter most to participants. If they simply drift, they may gather material that is rich but analytically unfocused. Responsive interviewing treats listening as an active research practice. The interviewer hears not only factual answers but also categories, relationships, tensions, and silences that can guide further inquiry. Secondly, designing interview studies around meaning, credibility, and fit. The book emphasizes that qualitative interviewing begins long before the first interview. Rubin and Rubin treat research design as a process of aligning topic, purpose, interviewees, questions, and anticipated analysis, rather than choosing participants only because they are convenient or statistically representative. Researchers are encouraged to select people who can speak meaningfully about the social experience under study. This includes considering what each interviewee is likely to know, how their position shapes what they can observe, and how different perspectives can be compared. The authors also stress the importance of judging credibility. In qualitative work, credibility does not come from sample size alone. It comes from depth, specificity, consistency, contextual understanding, and the researcher's ability to compare accounts across participants and sources. This approach helps novice researchers understand that design is not a bureaucratic step, but a continuing analytic activity. Decisions about whom to interview, what to ask, and when enough has been learned shape the eventual strength of the findings. The book, therefore, frames design as practical reasoning guided by the research question. Thirdly, question development, probes, and the craft of deep listening. Rubin and Rubin devote substantial attention to the practical mechanics of asking questions that generate useful qualitative data. They distinguish between broad questions that invite narrative, follow-up questions that pursue detail, and probes that clarify meaning or extend an answer. The point is not to produce polished conversation for its own sake, but to help participants describe experiences, processes, motives, interpretations, and social contexts in enough depth for analysis. The book explains why vague or leading questions can weaken data. They either leave participants uncertain about what is being asked or push them toward the researcher's assumptions. Good questions, by contrast, are understandable, open enough to allow discovery, and focused enough to support the research purpose. Deep listening is the partner of good questioning. Interviewers must notice when an answer contains a new concept, an unexplained event, a contradiction, or a term that may have local meaning. The book is especially useful because it shows that probing is not an interruption of listening. Done well, it is evidence that the interviewer has listened carefully and wants to understand more precisely. Fourthly, ethical relationships and the responsibilities of hearing personal accounts. The book presents qualitative interviewing as a relationship shaped by trust, respect, and ethical responsibility, because in-depth interviews often ask people to describe personal experiences, institutional conflicts, political judgments, or sensitive social situations. Researchers must think carefully about consent, confidentiality, emotional risk, and the possible consequences of publication. Rubin and Rubin do not treat ethics as only a formal approval process. Institutional review procedures matter, but ethical practice also occurs inside the interview itself. In how questions are asked, how pressure is avoided, and how the interviewer responds when participants reveal more than expected. The responsive model makes ethics especially important because the interview can move into unanticipated areas. Researchers need enough judgment to follow important leads without exploiting vulnerability or promising protections they cannot provide. The book also highlights the interpretive responsibility that comes after the interview. To hear data ethically is not simply to record words accurately. It requires representing participants in context, avoiding distortion, and recognizing that the researcher has power in selecting, organizing, and explaining what others have said. Lastly, turning interview material into analysis and credible written findings. Rubin and Rubin treat analysis as an extension of interviewing rather than a separate technical step performed after data collection ends. As interviews proceed, researchers begin to notice concepts, themes, events, patterns, and relationships that can guide later questions and comparisons. The book explains the movement from raw transcripts or notes toward organized interpretation. This involves identifying recurring ideas, examining how participants use language, comparing accounts, and building explanations that remain grounded in what interviewees actually said. The authors also stress that qualitative findings must be presented in a way that shows both evidence and interpretation. A strong report does more than string together interesting excerpts. It explains why particular themes matter, how they connect to the research question, and what they reveal about a broader social process or setting. The book is valuable for showing novice researchers that analysis is not a mysterious leap from data to conclusion. It is a disciplined process of sorting, comparing, refining concepts, and writing an account that is faithful to participants while also analytically coherent. In conclusion, qualitative interviewing, the art of hearing data, is best suited for graduate students, beginning qualitative researchers, applied social scientists, and professionals who need to conduct serious interviews rather than casual information gathering. It is also useful for experienced researchers who want a systematic reminder of how research design, listening, probing, ethics, and analysis fit together. Readers benefit practically by learning how to prepare interview guides, choose appropriate interviewees, ask follow-up questions, judge credibility, and transform interview records into defensible findings. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand that qualitative interviewing is not a lesser substitute for survey research, but a distinct way of studying meaning, experience, and social process. What makes the book stand out among methods text is its sustained attention to hearing. Many interviewing manuals focus on procedures, checklists, or coding systems. Rubin and Rubin give procedures, but they connect them to the interpretive act of listening responsively and analytically. The result is a book that bridges craft and method. It does not promise mechanical formulas, and some experienced readers may find parts familiar. But its strength lies in showing how the whole interview study develops from first question to final written account. If you would like to support Herbert J. Rubin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.